gym on, son. You know, I got jewels infinite, son. Yeah,
likewise. Side of rap guys, it's faggots, Shapir, shut eyes, and swole up your whole outside. I baptize, niggas get wet, hit up your backside, get clap ties and set straight, put on your head straight. Watch out for these upstate cats, be leery of New Yiddy niggas with gas, with the wall on they back. Rikers Allen flashbacks of the house you got scuffed it in. You would think that getting your head shots enough, but then now you wanna go on my team, must have been drunk when you wrote that shit. Too bad you had to did it to your own self, my rebellion. Retaliate, I had the whole New York State aiming at your face at the gate. Bottom line off top, soon as you came through, shots blew, don't even know the half of my crew. I got 100 strong arm niggas ready to rock the shit. Clock tick, your days are numbered in low digits. You look suspicious, suspect niggas is bitches. Get chopped up, grade A meat, something delicious, and lace back up, 2 G's worth of stitches. To reconstruct your face and learn how to speak again, my mom like a bunch of wild Puerto Ricans with bangers the size of African spears. It's warfare in the arena, we turn arenas in the house of horrors. It's terror zone when you see my clique, you need to run behind shit. You got a gap, you better find it and use that shit. Think fast or get reminded of robberies in Manhattan. You know what happened, 60 G's worth of gun clapping. Who shot ya? You probably scream louder than an opera. New York gotcha. Now you wanna use my mom as a crutch. What you think, you can't get bucked again, once again?
Back in the house once again, lived the life, dad of diamonds and guns, and now gems pull gas like a bass set, put on stems. The mall got the bomb, run out and tell a friend it's the infamous. Back in the house once again, lived the life, dad of diamonds and guns, and now gems pull gas like a bass set, put on stems. The mall got the bomb, run out and tell a friend, drop a gem on.
Yeah, motherfuckers, Bandana P. BSOP. Infamous Mob Deep. Rest in peace. Prodigy. One of the goats, motherfuckers. God damn, y'all thought I forgot? Hell no. I just let some time pass. Let everybody pay their respects. And then just when everything starts to calm down, here I come. Today is a Rest in Peace, the Prodigy episode. I know you motherfuckers been waiting for that shit. Mobb Deep, one of the top two hip-hop duos in history, Outkast and Mobb Deep in the same sentence. And if you don't know, Prodigy, the lead MC of Mobb Deep, his partner in crime, Havoc, dopest, one of the dopest, illest, slept on, underrated producers of his time. So this episode is dedicated to Prodigy of Mobb Deep. Rest in peace, homie. Homie had sickle cell. Tupac, you know, took some shots at him back in the day. But the shit that I just played right now is called Drop a Gem on Him from the Hell on Earth album. One of the dopest beef tracks ever put out against Tupac. Prodigy. Nobody ever speaks about this shit. I had a chance in 2003 when satellite radio had first came out. I'd swooped that shit. I got myself some serious satellite radio. I was one of the first 15 subscribers to that shit. I'll take credit for that. Shade 45, Eminem's radio station was coming on, so I went out and swooped that shit because I'm a big time Eminem mark. So I went out and got that shit. They had some, I believe it was the K-Slay show or some shit that I called into when Prodigy was on there. I think he was trying to talk about one of his new solo albums and shit. That's kind of when Mobb Deep was on a little hiatus for a second. Got to talk to him. It was a fucking dream come true. I gave him props for that very verse right there on Drop a Gem on Him. One of the dopest Tupac disses ever put out. Homie went hard in the paint. Just paid my respects. And Mobb Deep is one of the reasons why I started rapping. That's why I have the little alias Seth Gecko. I used to seriously, my homie Dunny Man, the Dunny Man Can, got his name Dunny from Mobb Deep. And basically we were marks he put me on way back in the day to the murder music shit. I gave it one listen, and I was like, oh, you know, I was just getting into hip-hop back in those days. Gave it a second listen, and I never turned back since. I mean, I went and got everything after that shit. Hell on Earth, the infamous album, everybody knows about that, and Shook Ones. But you don't have Murder Music? Go out and get Murder Music. That was their album in, like, 98. Shit is fucking hard. Classic. Top five album all time right there. And Prodigy is definitely a top 10 MC. Hands down. Early Prodigy could not be fucked with. You heard that verse right there. And throughout this episode, I'm going to be sprinkling you, man, with some ill-ass Prodigy verses. Just randomly. Wherever the fuck I feel like putting it. And I know this weekend he's being put to rest. I think this Friday they're having the services and shit. So I just wanted to come out here. Don't you ever think I was sleeping on some shit. This was tactical. And all the talk and all the RIP start to die down a little bit. Then I bring it back into the focus. Prodigy, my main motherfucking man. Rest in peace, homie. Shit, where to start? I'm rolling solo today, motherfuckers. Moody Hank is rolling solo. It's been a while since I got the homie Whiskey up in here. This time hasn't worked out. We had Father's Day, and then this past weekend, I was in Vegas doing all sorts of ill shit. It's popping over there, man. They got a lot of shit going on in Vegas. They got the new Dark Knights, Golden Knights, the NHL team. This shit's dope. People are buzzing over there about that shit, and of course, they're buzzing about that Floyd Mayweather shit, that Conor McGregor shit. Shit's all over the place. It's 110 degrees out there right now. But that's where I was, so we didn't quite get to do anything. I dropped a nice gem for you, though. I think it was one of our throwbacks. We used to do an internet radio show called on Radio Frequency called Freshly Squeezed. That's how all this shit ever got started. Shout out to the homie, DJ XL, running shit over there. It's now Hits 101 Radio. Go check them out. So I dropped one of them old school episodes on you guys. Hopefully you got a chance to check it out. That was the last one. Then I did the freestyle episode, which was the day that the hour that they announced Floyd Mayweather. Unfortunately, I had to download it. I had to upload it, rather, to the server. And I didn't have internet for 2 days, so it was 2 days late. So kind of took a little bit of my luster. But I got up in that ass. There'll be a lot more talk of that shit. I'll probably get into some talk about that shit today. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I've been hoarding topics in here, writing little notes and shit for the last week and a half or so. I got mad shit to get into, but we're going to talk some hip-hop. We're going to start off with hip-hop. You know, I already got into this, Prodigy going on and shit like that. A lot of shit going on recently in the hip-hop community. I don't know if you guys ever... I don't know anybody who really checks for the XXL magazine, but they do this shit every year, the freshman class, where they give, like, 10 MCs, up-and-comers that are gonna supposedly blow up and shit. They've had... Early on, it was a good concept. They had some good-ass classes. I remember Yella Wolf and Kendrick Lamar were one of them back in the day. Ritz was on there. They had some good shit. And then slowly but surely, goddamn, slowly but surely, this shit has deteriorated, just like the state of hip-hop has. And it's turned into... Actually, you know what? I take that back. Let's get something straight here. We got to get something straight. Hip-hop is not dead. It's just that some music that shouldn't be qualified as hip-hop is being categorized as hip-hop. This whole mumble rap shit, it's not hip-hop. So it's cool. It's cool that they're making their money and they're doing their little thing and motherfuckers are thizzing out and fucking doing whatever, wearing women's clothes and wearing handbags and shit. That's all gravy. Go knock yourselves out. It's just not hip-hop. Don't call it hip-hop. Go fucking name it some other shit. And I wish you the best of luck with that shit. But there needs to be some fucking guidelines. If you can't fucking read or write, you shouldn't be able to be a rapper. It should be like, you know, getting a job at McDonald's. You know... don't have to necessarily have a high school diploma, but at least be working towards it, you know? Shit. Pretty much anywhere, you really got to have a high school diploma unless you're getting paid under the table to do some crazy-ass shit, construction or something like that. But these dudes don't even know how to read, and they're rapping. I mean, they're writing shit, and they don't know how to read the shit that they're writing. So they turns into... it turns into that shit. You can't really blame them because they don't know how to read what they're fucking writing, so they sound like complete fucking retards. And, you know, they put it to a trap beat, and there's a lot of little fucking retards growing up right now that love that shit. And you can't hate them for that. You know, my pops sure as fuck didn't like the music I liked as a kid. And now it's my turn to hate the younger generation shit. It's whack and it takes no talent, but hey, go do your thing. The fact that you can pay your bills and do all that shit, it's fantastic. You can have whatever the fuck you want. Just stay the fuck away from hip-hop. It ain't hip-hop. So hip-hop is not dead. That shit's still alive and well. There's motherfuckers that are doing it well right now. Usually they just get overshadowed by corny-ass dances and fucking dudes with fucking handbags and fucking AD, Anno Domini, fucking Hebrew sandals, shit. I don't know what the fuck these kids are doing, man. Wearing women's clothes and shit, painting their nails, doing their eyeliner and shit. That's all cool, you know, no gender identifying ass shit, you know. Be as ambiguous and as vague as you can be with your sexuality and fucking don't be something, just be everything, you know. I'm not this or that, I'm just the all-being. I'm just an idea, a figment. Fuck out of here, motherfuckers. Hip-hop ain't dead. Nah, hip-hop is here to stay. There's some young cats that are out there doing this shit besides me. Seth Gecko, go check out my shit. If you haven't already. If you didn't already know. I try to rap a little bit. I've been doing it for a little while. Go check out my SoundCloud. Go check out SethGecko.com. If you guys haven't heard, this dude named Joyner Lucas, you need to get up on this shit. Talk about some young fucking up-and-comer shit. This dude, Joyner Lucas, let me get this fucking... if you don't have Spotify, you need to get on that shit too, man. I'd pay that $9.99 for that. You can get all the music you could fucking possibly want on Spotify. Joyner Lucas, his new album is actually a phone number, 508-507-2209. You're never going to fucking remember that, but just look for the phone number. That's the album. Go listen to that shit and thank me later. It's dope. It's fresh. He kind of uses some of the more popular flows to kind of diss on him. He's definitely a new young cat that's worth checking out. Of course, Yellow Wolf and Ritz and Strange Music and all that shit's out there, you know, killing it. So, give some new shit a listen, man. I always find myself going back to the old shit, you know, hating on this new shit. I try to like something. I think nowadays we try to hate something. We don't want to like something before we even listen to it, and it's kind of fucking weird. You think you would want dope music, but in some ways you don't want to hear good music anymore. You don't want to give new shit a chance because it sounds like dog shit. Motherfuckers just humming, basically. Not even really saying any words, just making up shit and going on the record and shit. I don't even know. These dudes make albums with just ad-libs. They don't even have lyrics. They're just ad-libs in the background and like air horns and shit going off. That's like the whole album. Asking why they didn't get 5 mics and shit. But go check out Joyner Lucas. That'll be my little hip-hop pick for the day, for the fucking week. I'll kick you guys some new shit every week. Let's get into some fight talk. There's a lot of fight shit I haven't been able to talk about, man. We'll start in boxing, because boxing is kicking MMA's ass this year as far as entertainment value and, like, dope fights. And fights actually panning out. We'll throw away the Canelo versus Chavez Jr. bullshit. They deserved one fuck up. And you can't make a guy fight Canelo, so I don't blame you. But we had the Kovalev versus Ward 2 card 2 weekends ago. I want to talk. There were some bad motherfuckers on there. This dude named Alexander Vaughn that fought in the undercard. This dude was punching the fucking Holy Ghost out of the dude he was fighting. He was throwing crisp, hard-ass punches. He looked like a fucking middleweight Mike Tyson. This dude was a scary son of a bitch. And he didn't knock the other dude down or knock him out. The dude just straight up quit on his stool in the fourth round, said, I don't want any more. That's how bad he... That's how heavy a punch this guy... He didn't even get knocked down. But he was feeling the power so much and just getting so dotted up. He's like, no, I can't go in there, man. The inevitable is going to happen. And I don't knock him for it. I think it was a smart move. It's definitely a career decision. There's a difference in quitting in combat sports. It's not like football. It's not like you're getting blown out 42-0 and boo-hoo, I can't finish the fucking game, so I'm going to pout on the sideline. Shit. That's quitting. That's some bitch-ass shit. That's just football or basketball getting blown out by 30 and now you want to be pulled out of the game. You're a quitter. It's a fucking basketball game. What's the big fucking deal? There's 182 more of these motherfuckers after this one, you know? Fighting ain't like that shit. One bad night could end it all. That dude, my man Haig, Tim Haig, the MMA dude that was in boxing that recently passed away after a boxing match. That shit happens, man. That's what's on the line every time somebody gets in there. So for this dude to say, you know what, it's not worth the punishment I'm going to take. This dude is better than me. Recognizing the fact that this dude is superior to him and saying, nah, it's just not. That's a smart move. I applaud him. That's where it stops. The Rigondeaux fight, he fought some little motherfucker, some Mexican cat that was undefeated. I think he was like 31-0. I can't even remember the motherfucker's name, and I'm not even going to look it up. Because you punked out so goddamn hard, you ain't even worth me looking up your fucking name. I ain't going to use the data, the megabytes on my fucking phone for this shit. These dudes, it was the first fucking round. Rigondeaux's a bad motherfucker. If you don't know who Guillermo Rigondeaux is, go look at that motherfucker, and he's about to fight Lomachenko next. So you want to talk about the super fight? This is the super fight coming up. But this dude, Rigondeaux, was just kind of technically fucking this dude up. He wasn't hitting him with huge punches and shit, but the dude was just on another level. You could tell after just one round. And towards the end of the first round, Rigondeaux kind of got like a Muay Thai clinch and was, you know, with one hand and started giving him a couple uppercuts, which is illegal in boxing. You can't hold the back of the head and continue to strike. But they continued to go right at the buzzer, and they both threw punches, but Rigondeaux's landed, and the homie knew that it was after the bell. You could tell that the bell did ring way before they both threw the punch, but they both threw punches, and this dude got fucking blasted. Not saying he didn't get punched. He got it flush. It didn't knock him out. This dude, like, slowly laid himself down to the ground. He, like, dusted off the ground, fucking pulled out a little pillow, his little blankie and shit, kind of smoothed everything out, then put his butt on the ground, laid back, threw his hands over his head, and acted like he was fucking dead. Like, this dude put on the worst acting job ever to try to get a DQ win, and this shit was for a belt. So he was trying to win a belt and give this dude, Rigondeaux, his first loss, who's a fucking Olympic gold medalist himself, just like Lomachenko, and try to give him his first loss via some punk-ass, baby back bitch ass fucking maneuver that this guy was trying to pull. Trying to act like he was dead and shit. Like he was in fucking World War II and just got hit from the bell by a sniper in the bell tower. Some fucking Saving Private Ryan shit. This dude was on the beach scene. You should have seen this motherfucker. Go look this shit up. And don't tell me what his name is. I don't give a fuck. But that was some punk ass shit. Now that's quitting. That's quitting. There's a difference between what he did and the guy that was fighting Alexander Vaughn did. And I'm sorry I'm forgetting your name. This is 2 weeks ago, man. Main event of that card was Covey versus Ward. The rematch. I was scoring. Thought it was highly competitive. I had Ward up one round going into the eighth round. And the seventh round, the previous round before the round where it ended, was all Ward. And Ward was starting to outbox this dude and starting to get loose, and it was starting to go south for Ward. I mean, for Kovalev, real quick. I thought Kovalev won a couple of the early rounds, but I thought Ward just really started to take over. Kovalev just didn't look like he had it. And that brought us to the eighth round. And I hate to say it, but Kovalev was looking for a way out. After he ate that monster right hand from Andre Ward, he was looking for the exit. He was looking all around, looking for the sign in the back of the club and shit. You know, jumping on his tippy toes. Where is it? Where is it? Trying to look over everybody's head to try to find the exit. This dude wanted out. Now, maybe he was just trying to buy himself some time, you know, trying to claim he got these low blows, which weren't low blows. They were right there on the belt line, homie. They were right there on the belt line. And when you were hunched over and he was throwing them, those things didn't even get all the way in there, man. He was trying to milk it. So it was one of two things. He was either trying to look for the way out, trying to get a DQ, a la the homeboy before him, or he was trying to work the system and try to get some recovery, extra recovery time from, you're not seeing, but I'm making air quotation marks, low blows. They weren't low blows. You're either looking for a way out, which, damn, after that right hand, I wouldn't blame you. You were shook, son. Ain't no such things as halfway crooks. You scared to death. You scared to look. You shook. And you got waved off, my man. Kovalev got waved off. Andre Ward was starting to take that shit over. I had him up one anyways. A lot of people had Kovalev winning. I guess we were watching different fights. I do watch on some streaming shit, so maybe there was a little buffering going on and I missed a punch or two here or there. But I always try to factor in the buffering effect into my scoring when I'm streaming my shit, okay? My stream game is hard. And I ain't going to tell you guys, give you my secret, my links. I got backup links, too. One don't work, another will, guaranteed. So there was boxing. You already know. I already did my thing, about a 20-minute little ditty on fucking Mayweather and McGregor. So I'll give that one a breather this week. But I got some new shit. I'm still waiting for that first press conference, by the way. God damn, that's going to be crazy fucking memes going on. You imagine the memes from the press conference? Dude, homie, Mayweather, I hope you're ready, man. This dude is going to get in your motherfucking ass. All up in there. And you can try your little slick, your little half-gay smile and shit that you do. Well, you know, laugh it off and come with some little cheap-ass low-blow bullshit. I think Conor's going to come for you, man. He's going to beat you to that low blow. And like Andre Ward, Kovalev, low blow. He's coming for you. And he's going to sell the fuck out of this fight. And number two, he ain't afraid of you. But I'll let that be that. I ain't going to get into that shit. What else did we have? This weekend we had Bellator. God damn, we had Bellator. I don't know what to think of this damn card. There were some parts that were cool. The best fight of the night was the first women's fight. With Tanya Hardy. her name was Hardy. Don't remember her first name. But she was cool. She fought another young lady, and that was the best fight of the night. This Hardy girl was a professional boxer, and she's coming over to MMA. She's an undefeated boxer, world champion. She looked good. She got a lot of stuff to learn. Some of the boxing stuff doesn't 100% translate over. The movements don't 100% translate over to MMA. There's certain things you can't quite do in MMA and get away with it too often, because then people start picking up on it. You got to remember you can get kneed and kicked in the head. So she had a little bit of trouble judging distance in an MMA fight, which says a little bit about Mayweather McGregor. She comes from boxing, so she wasn't used to the range that this was fought at, which I mentioned before. But that was a good-ass fight. Speaking of asses, someone shit out of theirs during a fight. Kish versus what's my homegirl's name? Let's see what we'll figure it out right here, because I know all I'm gonna have to fucking do is type in Kish shits pants. I know that shit's gonna pop right up. Yes, Felice Herrig versus Justine Kish. Felice Herrig had a body triangle on her, I believe, at some point. She definitely had it throughout the fight and was just literally squeezing the shit slowly out of her like a fucking toothpaste tube. You know how you wring it out from the bottom? That's what Felice Herrig was doing to this girl, Kish. She was fucking pushing the shit out of her like the whole fight. This was a culmination of just poop being pushed out of her. And she finally succumbed and let it go. I wonder how relieving that was, if it felt good, like, or did she just panic? And did that distract her? She already started thinking of the memes. She's like, damn, I'm done fucked up. The moment she let out the first fart, she knew she was fucked. She had to have been horrified as soon as she started farting. And she knew she couldn't hold it in because she was being squeezed. That's not even the worst fucking part. Then you get tapped out, and then there's two fights after that. And these homies, this dude, fucking Johnny Hendricks, who I'm going to get all up in a second. This dude almost gets KO'd on the doo-doo stains. Like, almost identically on the doo-doo stains. And I remember when I was watching this Kish fight, I remember seeing that brown shit. I didn't think it was shit. I was like, that's weird. That's a weird color for blood. And then it all made sense when I started checking Twitter. But Hendrix almost gets KO'd face first into the doo-doo. He avoided disaster. Luckily, he crumbled against the fence and avoided that. But then the main event, Kiesa and Lee were fucking rolling all around, all up in that shit. It was grimy. But let's get into Johnny Hendrix. My man, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're not cracked up to be a fighter anymore. Which makes me have to question a lot about you, my man. A lot about your career. I mean, you used to be a fucking ball of muscle landing bomb-ass left hands. And you were making 170, and you were the champ. And you look like a whole different person. And then USADA came along. Now, I'm not saying shit, but I'm saying some shit. You mad suspect, my man. And what you did to GSP, you got robbed that night. But, you know, I think there's reasons why you looked so good in that fight. And then now you look like diggity dog shit. And you fucking can't even make 185 now. I mean, this is your second fight at 185, man. What are you doing? You fucking... What the fuck are you eating, my man? How can you just not stop eating? You just going to keep going up in weight? Because I guarantee you start fighting at 205, eventually you're not going to make that shit because you're going to be like, oh, I got so much room now to make weight. I can just eat a little bit more. And the next thing we know, we're going to have to come up with like a 215-pound division for you. Dude, put the fucking food down. Put the food down, homie. Try the don't eat so much diet. You don't need to pay all these fucking nutritionists and Mike Dolce and all this bullshit. You just don't need to eat as much. It's pretty fucking simple, my man. And if you want to fucking eat, then hang up the fucking gloves. Hit up fucking the world tour of fucking hometown buffets. Live in a fucking gypsy van. And fucking travel the world looking for CC's pizza. Round table fucking lunch specials. All you can eat, homeboy. They're everywhere. Don't gotta try too hard. Google that shit. Yelp that shit. But give up this fighting. I'm in Vegas. And yeah, I was watching this shit in Vegas. And I fucking knew Boach was gonna beat that ass. I got that one correct. I've been on a rough patch with my picks lately. I even picked Chiesa. But I got this one right. I said Boach is gonna beat that fucking dude's ass. That fat pud, man. He fucking... God damn, he didn't even try, man. He was 3 pounds over. Which means he was probably walking around at like 230 pounds or some shit, I bet. Man. Give it up, Johnny Hendrix. I don't even want to see you fight no more. I wouldn't even say go to Bellator. World Series of Fighting? Maybe. Maybe you can fight on one of those Indian reservation fucking type cards. Maybe that's where we need to go with this shit. No, I know you got a restaurant out there somewhere. Maybe you've been visiting that damn restaurant too much, huh? You rolling up in there, fucking pushing your weight as the owner, getting free meals every day and shit? Pushing your weight around, I own this bitch. I want one of everything on the fucking menu. Homie, you're fighting in 2 weeks. I didn't ask you when the fuck I fight, just bring me some goddamn food. Some bullshit, Johnny Hendrix. Shame on you, motherfucker. Brings us to the main event, Chiesa versus Kevin Lee, the super nuclear prick. All kinds of douchebaggery going on there. Can't lie, I wanted to see him get his ass kicked. Kind of knew he wasn't. Still took Chiesa because he was plus 150. The only bet really to make. Thought if you got him on the ground, you might be able to use some slick subs, because Chiesa is actually very good on the ground, but he had the fight right where he wanted to very early in the fight, and he got fucking, just didn't keep position, ended up on the bottom, and that was pretty much it. I mean, I gotta give it to you, Kevin Lee, you were beating the dog shit out of this dude. He was hitting him some vicious shit from behind. He had his back, and he was dropping blows on the top of his head and shit. Legal strikes that fucking, we already know who the fucking ref was. Yamasaki Yamagati. What the fuck ever this dude? The dude making the hearts with his hand and shit before the fucking fights. That fucking guy's letting goddamn 12 to 6 elbows straight up and down on top of fucking Chiesa's head. It doesn't say shit. Those are illegal. They shouldn't be, but they are illegal. Hit him with like three of them shits. Started bitch slapping him from behind and all sorts of fucking ill ass shit. And then he just sunk in a choke. And Michael Chiesa, I heard your little bullshit at the end. Yeah, they called it too soon. You didn't tap. You're right. Talking about you always get out of chokes when your fucking arms go limp. Now, they didn't fall at your side, but they were headed that way. When you lose the feeling in your arms, that's exactly when you know, I'm going to get out this shit. That's what you're trying to tell us? Nah, homie. Yamasaki Yamagati, whatever the fuck his name, blew it. He stopped it too soon, but maybe like a second too soon. Because homie was going out. His arms were starting to go down. They were up, but they were starting to go down, and homie just jumped the fuck. He blew his load. My man Yamasaki Yamagati fucking straight blew his load, you know? Didn't even, you know, get it all the way in. Just got the tip in and just, that was it. He just jumped the gun, man. And unfortunately, he does it all the time. He's a dipshit. But Chiesa, you can't come over here and tell me that you weren't, that was your fucking strategy all along. Wait till I'm about to pass out, and that's where I'm going to get him. Fuck out of here, homie. And double fuck you, because I had to watch this dude, Kevin Lee, with a shit-eating grin on his face. Literally, shit-eating grin on his motherfucking face after he was grinding all up on that fucking Justine Kish poo on the mat. This dude's running around like shit sweet. I'm sorry. And just acting like a super fucking turd for the whole world to see. And I had to sit there and take that shit. So fuck you, Michael Chiesa. And I picked you to win. I don't know why. That was a stupid-ass fucking thing. Next week, or this week, July 8th, we got some dope-ass fights. Shevchenko, Valentina, who I'm taking. I'll put it on the record right now. Is going to beat Nunes. Had their first fight gone 5 rounds, it would have been Shevchenko knocking Ronda Rousey the fuck out, holding the belt right now. But shit happens. And so they're up next week. My man Donald Cerrone, he dropped a fight today. He was supposed to fight Robbie Lawler on that card. And honestly, that was the main event to me. Not that the women's fight isn't going to be dope, but shit, Cerrone versus Lawler? This is the second time they tried to fight. Lawler had to drop the first one because he just got knocked out by Woodley. And it was a smart move by him because he didn't want to turn around and fight. And 2 months later, he's now taking about a year off, which is good. You got to do that, man. Robbie Lawler, one of my all-time favorites. This time Donald Cerrone got hurt, and you're just not used to hearing Donald Cerrone pull out a fight, so we won't question him at all. Some dude, you gotta look, you gotta side look him. Jose Aldo, we're looking at you when they pull out of fights, every other fight, to try to hold on to their belts and shit like that. Cerrone definitely ain't that. Lawler ain't that. So hopefully they get do it at 214, which is Anaheim. Maybe that's a hop and a skip away from Dago. Maybe I'll make that trip. We do a live podcast from a UFC 214, which Cyborg will be fighting in. Fighting Anderson just dropped that fight. Literally scared. I mean, this is pretty much the... I told you guys my story about when I had the opportunity to spar with Chris Cyborg. When she trained at... When she was one of the instructors and trained at the arena. The arena. She used to teach... some classes there, some MMA and some kickboxing shit, and her husband at the time was the male Cyborg, who's the scariest motherfucker in the world. Well, I had an opportunity where they asked me, because I was the only motherfucker in the gym, if I wanted to do some rounds with her, and I said, figgity fuck no. It was the smartest decision I've ever made in my lifetime. She's an absolute killer. So she posts this fucking workout, this sparring session with this young lady, Clarissa... Let's see her name. She's a fucking limp. Clarissa Shields. Check this girl out. Clarissa Shields. I'll definitely remember that next time. She's a badass. She's a fucking Olympic gold medalist boxer. She's legit. And this is like the women's version of Conor versus Mayweather. this video that Cyborg posted is Cyborg and her sparring 100%. And they are fucking bombing on each other. They both got shots in. I mean, this is a good example of Cyborg, who's taking professional. Look, I'm watching this shit right now. God damn, they're good. Both of them are so fucking good. And for Shields to get in there with a lady like Cyborg with her reputation, man, these girls are killing it. So Cyborg posts this video on her Twitter or some shit. And of course, it gets reposted a fucking trillion times because this shit is badass. And all of a sudden, like within 24 hours, Anderson's saying, due to personal reasons, she can't take, you know, the fight. Now, I ain't saying shit, but I'm saying some shit. You got scared, and we understand. I understand. I feel for you. I know exactly where you've been. I've had that terrified look in my eye, and I also bowed out gracefully, Miss Megan Anderson. But don't think we don't know. We do know. And Cyborg said as much on Twitter. Said her manager said that's the last time they post video of her sparring because, you know, homegirl skedaddled right after that. So Tanya Evinger is going to be scrapping. If you said who? Yeah. Yeah. You know? So Cyborg versus Evinger will be the UFC 214. Will hopefully let's come full circle. Lawler versus Cerrone will take place. I knew I was going somewhere with that shit. God damn. All right, man. Let me hit you guys with this motherfucking shit right here. Hold up.
Right here, man. I want niggas to hear this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be forgetting, son. You know what I'm saying? Can't blame niggas, though. Yeah, nope. Son, man. True always feel itself, though. That's what we here for. Yeah. But we're going to take this little intermission. Cause what the fuck we gotta say, you know? Let me hear something, man. It's like this, son. Infamous to the name, we're out. Time and again, without doubt, I take the murder one route. While clowns pulled out and copped out, popping in little heads out they hole, sticking their chests out, acting like they in control. Well, hold up, I've been doing this since we was kids, and all you other niggas gotta ask if you could live. Your projects is on our dicks. You need to quit and let us rap that for them. Your raps ain't shit. Your background's incorrect. Your song puts no effect on the people. Don't try to play my part. Don't try to say my words that I lived and survived. Your niggas got some nerve. Be careful at night. You might bump into a true to life nigga like me. Get beat over your head with gun handles. Check the manual. You went about it all wrong. We put you on the life. Taught you how to drink right and how to speak like a nigga living street life. How to chase down liquor with more liquor. As a youth, I was overproof. Now I'm sober than your hoa. But still pound on a nigga till he throw up. Straighten up, there's too much to lose. Get your head on right, we got the world to gain. And I'ma take mine while you sit around and complain. And I innovate raps while your song is plain. Looks, tastes, and fails to me like no frills. Take that bullshit back to the 2-inch rail. Hit the studio hard, crash the track board like a smashed car. Then maybe next rhyme you can fuck with the guard. P with a capital P. And don't ever in your life try to rock with me. On no days, there's no rap page I can't top. I'll splash the half-ass trash you dropped. You get chopped in half. Your little rap ain't last long. My shit came out and you got escorted to the door. You just a fucking clown here to entertain us all. I bring the gravity done, you're gonna fall. Anytime y'all niggas wanna mic brawl, don't forget to me, it's blood sport, bring your dogs, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Like that, y'all niggas. What?
Murder music.
Niggas on my block relate to it.
Murder music.
My people's on the cell block using
homicide music.
Done, stand up on account. Is you involved with it or out? While I shout,
murder music.
Niggas on my block relate to it.
Murder music.
My people's on the cell block using
homicide music.
Done, stand up on account.
Is you involved with it or out? No doubt.
Woo, that's that shit right there. That's that murder music shit right there. Dropping another motherfucking gem on you. R.I.P. Prodigy again and again and again. Alright. We can get into some normal shit. Some crazy stories. Some crazy ill topics I've been storing on my iPhone over here that I've been dying to talk about. Now let me preface this shit by telling y'all, I know some of these shits are mad old. You know, I don't really check the dates on them. So sometimes I come up on some new shit. What normally happens is I'm on Instagram and motherfuckers be sending me crazy memes. And then I see like little headlines and then I go and grab it. And then I'm like, oh, I got to talk about this. Like the dude that won the lottery that gold plated his balls and died. Like that shit happened like 2 years ago, I found out. But I just saw that last week. So I was going to get on that dude, you know, like how the fuck's that going to happen? You know, the most expensive teabag ever. But we'll get into that another time. Maybe I'll bring that shit up. But I saw some more recent shit like earlier this month that caught my attention. There was a shooting in Detroit. Basically, the fucking cops got into a shootout thinking that there was a carjacking going on. And it was actually just a rap music video shoot. And they had gotten calls that an Aston Martin... on 6 Mile Road, if you haven't been to Detroit, that's a motherfucking trip. There's a ton of mile roads. We all know about 8 Mile, but there's like 12th Mile, 100th Mile. There's a ton of mile roads. So very near 8 Mile Road, on 6 Mile Road, these dudes were filming a music video. And neighbors had called them and shit, the cops, saying that they thought a carjacking was going down. So, let's see what this shit says. A music video shoot in Detroit goes awry after Detroit police roll up to the scene believing it was a carjacking in progress. This is bad fucking news. And if you haven't been to Detroit, there's some grimy ass shit over there, man. Motherfuckers play for keeps out there. That's where you're walking down the street and you're looking down at your shoes the whole time. You don't want to make fucking eye contact with the wrong person. You're wearing very neutral colors. I don't know if they bang like that out there, but I'm not taking any fucking chances. So I'm probably wearing gray and black, you know, maybe. Those are pretty neutral. I don't think anybody really, any gangs or anything, represent those colors. So that's a good choice. Police say they received several calls Saturday afternoon of what appeared to be a carjacking of an Aston Martin. When police arrived, man, these pop-up goddamn, get out of here. When police arrived, the men explained that they were shooting a music video. Police say they had no record of permits to film, so officers thought it was an actual robbery and started shooting at two men who appeared to be holding guns. Damn. I guess, man, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take these dudes' word that they're, you know, this shit. This is just a fucking perfect storm of some bullshit going on here. You know, you see this shit going down and these dudes are over here, you know, holding guns and these dudes are responding to what they... It's just bad news. This is just a hurricane of shit. And there's no record. They didn't go about it the right way of getting permits so that the police would know something's going on over here. So what they supposed to do, take your word for it? Oh, no, they're cool. And then the next thing they know, they're gone. And these other dudes are over here just... fucking doing a music video, you know, and they don't think anything's wrong. Here come these cops that they probably already had some bad run-ins with over the years. So they're like, what the fuck is going on? So these two sides collide and all this fucked up shit goes on. Little bit comical, but no one was hurt. They only fired 3 shots, I guess, and police aren't very good shots, so they missed everybody, thankfully. And I wonder how that conversation went after everything was like fucking cleared up. Like, whoa, my bad, dude. Sorry about that. I almost shot you in the motherfucking face, but we didn't mean that. You know? What do you do after that? You guys go to Coco's or something? Fucking get the chicken fried steak and just fucking break bread together after that? Chalk this one up as just a crazy circumstance? So, be careful out there, man. All you little motherfucking SoundCloud rappers like me, I'm talking to me too, when we're out there shooting these wild-ass videos, we might want to think about doing it, especially if we're going to be toting guns around, maybe little fake, little Tyco guns or whatever, little super soakers and shit around. Now's the day and age that maybe we want to give them a heads up we're going to be doing this. Maybe if we need a permit, we'll get the fucking permit. I don't know. Does that cost money? Who knows? Give somebody a heads up. Maybe tweet it out or something. And avoid all this shit. But luckily, nobody's hurt. And now we make a light of it and everybody has a good laugh. Moving right along. I was getting into this in a couple episodes ago. But if you haven't checked out the Vice Channel, whatever the fuck it's called, you need to go check that shit out. They got a lot of crazy ass shit on there. The Vice show of the week is what I'm coming with right now. It's always Vice Essentials. the show titled Vice Essentials, they always have different topics that they tackle. And they put these guys, these reporters, in some crazy-ass situations, man. They put this guy yesterday on Vice Essentials. It was in Colombia. And there's people who live in the sewers, like in the drains, like real-life Ninja Turtles, except they aren't ninjas and they can't fight or do anything like that. They're just trying to escape being killed because they're like, you know, poor addicts and shit, you know, and they have this like social cleansing where homies get together and some of them are military, some of them are police, and some are just fucking dudes on the corner, you know, not doing anything. So they get a gun and they go out and try to kill these people. So they have to, you know, they can't live on the street because these guys get in these groups and they call them killing squads or death squads and go out and once a month or some shit, usually on Sundays, they go out and fucking try to kill these people. So they've been forced underground. It's fucking crazy. And now these guys know, the death squads know that these guys are hiding underground. So they start fucking throwing little Molotov cocktails and shit and setting these sewers on fire. And these dudes are living in wild-ass fucking conditions. You know how there's, like, stalactites in, like, caves in, like, Antarctica when it's really cold and the ice kind of starts to drip down and it freezes? Well, they got fucking shit stalactites hanging down from the sewers and shit. Like, there's literally, like, shit. You're walking around, you're sleeping on cardboard boxes that are barely raised above human fucking piss and poo. And they, it's nothing to them. They've like adapted to this shit. I don't know how they don't get every disease in the book all at the same time and just explode from everything. Maybe all the bacteria and shit really just like fights each other. They all want a piece, so they end up like killing each other. There's just like this crazy war going on and the bacteria on their body. And then they just miraculously, they stay healthy through all this. But they put this fucking, reporter, I don't know, he drew the fucking short stick. I don't know how the fuck, I don't know if he volunteered for this. Maybe he thought they were Ninja Turtles and he was going to go learn some shit from Splinter. I don't know what the fuck convinced him to fucking sign up for this. But he goes down there and like lives with these people and checks out what they got going on. And there's this dude he runs into that has like this fucking palace. By palace, I mean it's just a bunch of recycled shit in there, and he has like a bed, but it's got multiple compartments in this deep recessed part of the sewer system that he's been living in for 17 years with his old lady. Yes, his old lady, who has two kids and is now pregnant with another one. This dude's knocking boots in the sewer, getting booty, getting betties in the sewer. What is your excuse? If you want a dry streak, what's your excuse? This dude's smashing Betty's in the sewer like it's nothing. Not even wrapping it up. No diseases. Having babies. Shooter still works. His old lady's pregnant. Life's awesome to them. You can't tell them that they're living in some bullshit fucking world. Nah. To them, it's fucking, it is what it is. The most positive people you could probably imagine. People that actually have a smile on their face, living above shit. That's some shit right there. So, next time you're complaining about some bullshit your DVR didn't record, The Real Housewives or some shit like that, think about these people. They fucking, they're in there really, really struggling. And they got people trying to come and kill them and shit. They got this one dude that's in there. He's like, yo, I'm just sitting here in a puddle of shit. And all of a sudden, the lid opens to the drain and these dudes come in and start shooting. And next thing he knows, it's like, you know, some old-ass Van Damme movie where he's running through the streets, through the bottom stuff, and he's trying to get away. He pops up in the middle of nowhere and takes off and escapes. I mean, and then while this reporter's in there, they, like, see these death squads and shit hitting the streets. And dude gets mad scared. Of course he would. And they got a dip. And somehow he gets out of there. And it's crazy. It was nuts. So go check out Vice Essentials. If you see the Columbia episode, you see the sewers, anything with sewers in the description, you stop and you watch that. It'll definitely make you thankful for what you have going on in your life. Whatever your issue is, it ain't as bad as them. I mean, that's rock bottom. If that's not rock bottom, there's no such thing. Some would argue you'd rather maybe just fucking call it a day and not be here anymore than to live like these guys in feces and pee and who knows what else. And like it's nothing. All while hiding from people trying to kill him. You can't write this shit, man. And it's crazy. So go check that out. That's the Vice show of the week. Vice Essentials, always killing it. Of course, they got Action Bronson on there. If you haven't seen Fuck That's Delicious, you're missing out on some shit. Started out on the internet. Now my man's got his own show on Vice, and it's killing it. It's a dope-ass cooking show with some hip-hop flavor to it. Him and his homies over there, Big Body Bess, and his other dudes over there. Good-ass show. So go check that out. And I guess since I'm mentioning hip-hop, let's drop another motherfucking Prodigy verse for that ass. We still remembering Prodigy. We never gonna forget Prodigy. If you ain't in your top 10, you ain't my homie. Don't speak to me. Go listen to his first three albums. They're fucking classics. Mobb Deep. Go check that shit out. Even go back to their first album, Juvenile Hell, when they were 18 years old. Bringing that boom bap grimy. Taking it from that boom bap music. That classic New York sound into that grimy gutter New York sound with like Onyx and Wu-Tang and Nas and Mobb Deep and what they started doing, man. They started taking it to a grimy essence, and that was Mobb Deep. They helped usher that whole fucking thing in, the golden era of hip-hop. Here's another one for that ass.
Yo, my empire strikes with the strength of poisonous snakes. My entire unit loaded up with snake niggas at high stakes. We pull off at high stakes. Great escapes, span shift team downstate. Dreams of growing old with my son to live great. Little man, I plan to enhance your mind state. The rebirth, a nigga who lived the ill life. The one before me was the one even more trife. My understanding, I raise you with precise planning. It puts you on to the whole game of this planet. But I gotta survive in order to follow through plans to live lotto. Me and my little kiddo. Any man trying to stop us, he get wet though. You couldn't withstand a snake bite, there is no antidote. You put your hands too close and try to approach. I won't snap at you, I'm going for throats. And when you feel my bite, you sing high notes. I peeped you from deep and then you got cut close. My formula, I live life, do or die. Staring to the eyes of a deep wise guy. Prodigy, turning niggas to proteges. My protege, I advise your ass to make way, make way. Fully auto gun spray, your small prey. I'll easily bait and trap game. This man is half mad, scientist half sane. Create a rhyme labyrinth like poisonous cannabis. Here, take a token of this, deadly rare vocalist. Overpower your tiny noise like locusts. Like sunlight through a magnifying glass, I'll focus and burn a hole straight through your brain and leave you open. And let the venom soak in. You start sweating and going through convulsions from dope shit I read. Leaving niggas stuck, I let stick. Trapped up in the web of a nigga that's sick. I wrap you up in a cocoon, get caught up in the mist. A dangerous, risky business, fucker with this. Contender number one, I put you on top of the list. You're the best challenger so far, I'll give you this for peep this. Fatal shot to solar plex, man down. Now who dares to go next? Like General Monk orders to chop next. I send a message to my whole clique to bomb shit. Atomic, no time for calm shit. We hyperactive when it's time to Vietnam pit. Your whole alliance gets single-handedly palmed it. Take heed to the apostles warning.
I know you're hearing this shit, man. Motherfucking Prodigy, killing that shit. If you're a teenager listening to that shit, your nuts couldn't help but drop listening to that shit. You're welcome, motherfuckers. Make you assholes give up on that shit you're calling rap these days. God damn, you can't listen to that shit and not want to punch somebody in the fucking face, man. This dude was just killing shit. I remember bumping that shit. I didn't even know what half the fuck he was saying. A little white kid in the burbs, like fucking 13, 14 years old, listening to this shit. I had no idea what any of this shit was, but I was kicking done. I was kicking that thun language. Kicko, homie. This shit was going down, man. Fuck. This is going there. It's coming back. Just in a different form. So once again, this is that Prodigy RIP episode. continue on with that. I'll sprinkle you with one more before we call it a day. We kind of nearing the end of this show. Just give you guys some updates on some shit, some housekeeping, take care of some housekeeping, then I'll lead us out of here with some more hot shit. You know what? I'm going to hit you up with some more of that murder music. I don't have any Infamous on my fucking computer, which is goddamn shame. I do. It's just not labeled shit because I download my shit. Old school LimeWire. I got tracks from old school LimeWire on here. Way back in the day, when I first started listening to Mobb Deep and shit, I would go on my homie's computer and spend my whole summer downloading everything, man. I would fucking download every Mobb Deep song ever made, and I still have those tracks on here. Some from fucking Napster. You kids don't know nothing about that shit. Some super illegal shit, some shady shit. You download a fucking new Eminem track, it would say new Eminem, and you'd fucking download it, and it would be some, like, dude fucking a horse or something. You'd be like, what? And like, seriously, you never knew what the fuck you were getting. It was just a fucking crapshoot every time. You just listen with crossed fingers and shit. Hope it was what they said it was. Get hit with some... I used to download all the old Pride videos and shit after they were going. Shit. You get fucking juxed every once in a while and get some fucking wild ass shit you didn't ask for, and then hope the feds ain't watching, sitting there fucking trying to get rid of all your videos and shit, burning your fucking hard drive and shit and fucking that. But anyways, I still got all those old ass tracks on here, so I'll fucking come with that shit, give you another taste of that murder music for you to fucking rock to. Go check out H&IC also. That was his first solo album, Prodigy's first solo album. I remember that shit. That was back in the day when you got your new music news from the Source magazine. Like, literally, they would have ads of what was going to come out in the fall and shit. And there was this ill-ass picture. If you go on my Instagram, The Real Seth Gecko, you'll see it. I posted it. It was, I still have the issue. I kept all my fucking Source magazines. Believe it or not, it used to be the shit. It was Prodigy sitting on a chair made of ice saying "On Ice Till Fall of 2001 or some shit. Another dope ass fucking album. So we celebrating hip hop, this whole week and for on till eternity with Prodigy. Some other shit that's going on. Go check out SethGecko.com. Again, for most of you who don't know, G-E-K-O, no C-K-O, G-E-K-O, SethGecko.com, revamp that shit. We got all the fucking, if you need to tell some homies about this shit, tell them SethGecko.com. You can get right to the fucking podcast. You can get right to the fucking music. Hopefully we'll be doing, I'm doing some lyric videos and shit like that. And we got some more shit. I'm going to get Whiskey up in here for the next episode. He just hit me up right now, full saying he just drove by or some shit. I thought he was, you know, at home or some shit. I didn't think he could do this. So we'll get Whiskey up in here. Been promising y'all chonies. If you listen to the throwback episode, I'm going to post another one of those. I guess tomorrow will be Thursday. Maybe I'll post another one tomorrow. Nah, I'll post it maybe this weekend. Another throwback episode starring chonies. Give you guys a little warm-up to chonies. Grimy motherfucker. I'm warning you guys in advance. He's a grimy motherfucker. Famous, we call him Mr. Carpet Shoes. Mr. Stanley Steamer. He wears house slippers that look like corduroy carpet from like the 70s. And he rocked them. He used to rock them everywhere, man. You'd just be going grocery shopping, be rocking those shits. It's like, yo, they're called house shoes for a fucking reason, man. It tells you their purpose in the fucking name. It gives you the instructions on how to use them in the fucking name. House shoes. They're meant for the house. You ain't supposed to be going doing, you know, to the laundromat and going to fucking play some hoops down at the park in your fucking house shoes. So that's how Choney's got that. And, he'll come on here. We'll kick some shit, talk some shit. We'll get into some more Mayweather, McGregor. Give you guys a little break this week. But I got mad more shit to talk about that. And that's only going to get up there. We got that dope UFC coming up. So everybody who's checking this shit out, if you dig this shit, tell your homies about it. SethGecko.com. Look us up on iTunes. 858.podbean.com if you want to do it that way. However you got to fucking do it, just do it. Let's get to 200 downloads this week. And I'm going to break you off one more time with some more murder music. Once again, Prodigy, my man, my mellow, my man. Rest in peace, motherfucker.
Yo, you know it. Infamous 99. straight thugs on this side. Let's do or die to the death, like the terminal ill, taking their last breath. Read your last right. God forgive me for the sin I'm about to commit. Taking the life, kill or be killed, rather that than somebody else reading my will. You feel what I feel, you know the deal. Keep the infrared next to my bed, one in the head, hearing noises. Dead tired eyes, bloodshot red. Sleep with half closed eyelids. Some say it's strange, sometimes that's how strange life get. Go easy on the bottle, niggas love to see when niggas slipping off point on the strength they bag. Scoping your ice, appraising it like the Diamond District jeweler with a hand on the biscuit. Do ya wanna get caught lifted or sober so you can react quick? Blow you off the atlas as if I caught you fucking my wife or my $1,000 mattress. It's the world that I live in. QB made me, a mom's that love me, and the pops that raised me.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to get it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
I got the style of a stillborn child. I'm male if it's beef. Poking with the fork, make sure he's done well. The streets raised me crazy, now I'm immune to it. So when they start shooting, we don't stop the music, keep it moving, that's how we do it. Been through more drama than the ball wins. You still crawling, apply street rules to the office. High performance, rap author, make millions off of melodic, hypnotic productions that'll fuck with your conscience and touch your emotions. You feel me? I write a graphic page, escort niggas to their grave, relate to the projects. We the Black Mob. It gets deeper than rap music. It's more real than any words I can muster. Pull the black Cadillac trucks up. I pop them shits like what? Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up. Cause we don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life.
Silk shirts on my
fine
chest show, what a flirt. Holly Berry blew a kiss at the Barbra Streisand concert. Silk pants, color pink, Gators match, gangsta musical thing. And I front like my doodle don't stink. Instinct like Cuba Gooding, stepping out the latest toy. Half the lights blinking, Gators hit the floor. Everybody watching red carpet entrance, cameras flashing. Just to think that was yesterday's action, cause the day goes either way. We came a long way from hallway steps and hand-me-down shit. Fuck my foes, I seen the other side. Next tell, sell, roam. Call a chopper phone, heliport at my home. Quincy Jones posters, wake up, guns under my pillow. I can't talk around chauffeurs, shit is better than a novel. Autobiographic, spit it on tracks, it becomes classic. Start some, make my heart pump, spark when I'm gone. So Nostradamus last when the blast, when the knocks come. Know how to leave anything in 30 seconds when you feel the heat. Coming and flee with the murder weapon, I release one. Shot you deceased, learn your lesson. Your flesh turn to maggots, bastards, you passed it. Cremate your flesh to ashes. You don't need a suit, no wake, no funeral, and no casket.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up. Cause we don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
The life is mine. The life is mine. The life is mine.
Ill will. Need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. We don't give a fuck. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want.